underwater escape, come in deep luxury if this is on your bucket list. Sleeping in a palace, unmade, Umaid Bhavan, India. What if you could live like a Maharaja? At Umaid Bhavan Palace in India, the dream comes reality. Built in the 1920s for the royal family of Jodhpur, this family still houses Indian royalty, and you can stay in a part of the actual palace. The suites, decked in gold and marble with panoramic views of the city, the experience, personal butlers, horse-drawn carriages arrives, and dinner under the stars. For $10,000 per night, you will be treated like Indian royalty from another era. If you could stay in a real palace for a weekend, what's the first thing you would do? Drop your answers below. Switzerland, the land of billionaires and ultra-luxury. Switzerland isn't just about chocolates and mountains. It's the playground of the world's richest. From the private banks of Zurich to the exclusive ski resorts of St. Moritz, Switzerland offers a level of discreet luxury unmatched anywhere else. Ever heard of Bredouille's Palace in St. Moritz? That's where billionaires vacation in winter, arriving in private jets and sipping champagnes at 3,000 meters. In Geneva, the watches aren't just timepieces, they are investments. Patek Philippe, Rolex and Audemars Piguet all call this place home. And if you want pure privacy, rent a private chalet with a personal chef, helicopter access and views of the Matterhorn. The best part? No one will ever ask about your wealth, because here everyone's rich. If you had $50,000 for a Swiss vacation, would you spend it on skiing, watches or private yacht on Lake Geneva? Drop your pick in the comments. Dubai, the city where money has no limits. Dubai